The Gemara relates to us a story with Rabbi Gamliel, who was on his donkey, riding from Akkoi to Kziv, followed by his Talmud, Rabbi Loi. He noticed some breads on the road. He instructed his Talmud to pick them up. Then when they encountered this Nachri, whose name was Mabgoi, he asked his Talmud to hand it over to him. And the Gemara tells us, Shloisha Dvarim Lamadnu Bais HaShah. We learned three halachas at that point. The first one being, Ein Mavir Nalaychlin. One is not meant to leave bread lying around. Rather, it's meant to pick it up and treat it respectfully. Now, the term Ein Mavir Nalaychlin seems to denote that this halacha doesn't apply strictly to bread. Rather, it's meant to be applied broadly to all types of food. Ein Mavir Nalaychlin. Any type of food which is lying on the road, it's meant to be picked up and treated respectfully. Asks the Avnei Nezer, how does the Gemara know that? Being that the subject matter of the story was bread, perhaps only bread has its halacha. Bread has added chashivas, has its own bracha, it's a staple food. Perhaps, due to its added prominence at chashivas, this halacha will apply. But not to your ordinary food item. So has the Gemara know to apply this to all types of food? Says Avnei Nezer, perhaps we can answer this kasha with another kasha. Because what happened was, he picked up the bread, handed it to the guy, and then the Gemara stops and says, we learned several things. The first one being, Ein Mavir Nalaychlin. It seems from the Gemara that we needed to wait for that point in the story to prove this halacha. After he handed it to the guy, now we stop and think, well, Ein Mavir Nalaychlin. Why? It would seem that this concept could have been derived from the initial stage of the story. Why do you have to pick it off the ground to begin with? Apparently because Ein Mavir Nalaychlin. So why couldn't the Gemara apply the halacha right there, rather than waiting for the next point in the story, when he handed it to the guy? Says Avnei Nezer, it appears that the answer is as follows. He's working with an assumption that this halacha of Ein Mavir will only apply to something which is mutar b'achila. Something which the Yisrael can't consume will not be included in this halacha. That's the working assumption here. Now, at the point when Rabbi Lehi picked up the bread, did we know whether or not the bread is mutar b'achila? Weren't yet sure, because there's room to think perhaps you can follow the miut, which are Yisraelim, we can assume this bread is pas Yisrael. When did we find that otherwise? When Rabbi Gamliel told him to give it to the guy, or rather told the guy to take it from him. In any case, the point is that stage of the story highlighted to us that this bread is asa b'achila. As the Gemara tells us, we concluded from that this bread is presumed to be goyish bread. We follow the roiv of yerdrachim, which are goyim. Which is a chiddush, because it's a rabbanon. Fine. So we see from there that it's asa b'achila. But initially, when he picked up the bread, there was room to think that it's mutar b'achila. Perhaps we can be soimich, we can assume that it's pas Yisrael. It was only later that we proved otherwise. Now, if indeed this bread was asa b'achila, so why did he have to pick it up to begin with? Ein Mavir Nalaychlin only applies to something which is mutar b'achila. Says Avnei Nezer, because there's a halacha that although pas akum is asar, but that's only when you're eating in its bread form. Let's say he goes and cooks the bread, turns it into a cooked dish, changes its texture, its format. He says that will be mutter. That's not called pas akum. So apparently, even though this bread was considered to be pas akum and asar b'achila, the reason why Rabbi Lehi had to pick it off the ground was due to the fact that it can be eaten even by Yisrael. It can be consumed in a different form by cooking it up and turning it into a cooked dish. So that was the basis of the requirement of the chiv to pick it up. So it turns out that the Gemara has a solid raya. The Ein Mavir doesn't apply only to bread, as we just proved, because this bread in its bread form was also b'achila. The only way it's mutar b'achila for Yisrael was in a non-bread form, in a food form. And that was the reason why he had to pick it up. Because Eim Avirin applies to Oichlin, not just bread. Says Avinezer, so both kashas are answered. We have two kashas. How does the Gemara know that Eim Avirin Oichlin applies to all types of food, not only to bread? The answer is very simple, because the only reason why he had to pick it up was because this bread can be consumed in a food form. If it would be cooked and turned into a dish. So apparently Eim Avirin applies to food just as it applies to bread. Why do I have to wait for the next stage in the story when he handed it to the guy to prove our point? Yeah, because it's only at that point in the story that we see the whole reasoning behind the halacha. It's only at that point in the story when it's been revealed to us that this is considered to be pasakim, cannot be eaten in its bread form. Why, in that case, why do you have to pick it off the ground? Because although it can't be eaten in its bread form, it can be eaten in a food form. And that proves us the halacha. That Eim Avirin ala Oichlin. That even when it comes to ordinary foods, one is not meant to leave it on the road, rather pick it up and treat it with respect. So it's two kashas. One kasha answers the other. Now regarding the essence of this whole thing of Eim Avirin, well, why is it that we have to pick it off the ground, we have to treat it respectfully, food doesn't have feelings and sensitivity. So the Michtav Eliyahu says, or the Eliezer Dessler, he says, it's nothing to do with the food itself. He doesn't get embarrassed. He's not offended. Rather, Hashem instructed us, for our own sake, to develop our midas of Hakaras HaToiv, appreciation, of gratitude, towards something which provides us with sustenance. Food sustains us, gives us life. Therefore, we're meant to have Hakaras HaToiv towards it and treat it with respect. This is similar to the Chazal by Moshe Rabbeinu. He couldn't strike at the Nile. It was the fact that it protected him. So the Nile doesn't really have sensitivity. He's not going to get offended. Point is, we're meant to develop our own midas, Hakaras HaToiv, express gratitude, even to things that provide for us. The Gemara Bracha speaks about not being mevaza oichlin, you know, not treating food with bezayin, not degrading food. It's all based on the same concept. Because food provides for us. Therefore, we're meant to reciprocate, show our gratitude, and deal with it respectfully. So that's the concept of Eim Avirin al-Eichlin, and of HaKaras HaToiv, the thing that provides us with sustenance and life.